أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا حشر الناس كانوا لهم أعداء وكانوا بعبادتهم كافرين. وإذا تتلى عليهم آياتنا بينات قال الذين كفروا للحق لما جاءهم هذا سحر مبين. Guys, we were discussing Allah تبارك وتعالى spoke about how illogical it is for one to worship idols. On the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the condition in this world that they call these idols, they make dua to these idols, and such are the conditions of the idols that there is no response. Leave, there is no response, there will be no response till the day of Qiyamah. And secondly, these idols cannot hear, they do not understand, they do not even know what you are asking for. Now in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about even a greater calamity upon those who worship gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا حُشِرَ النَّاسِ, on the day of Qiyamah, when man will all be gathered, كَانُوا لَهُمْ أَعْدَاءَ. Number one is, these idols will become enemies. Enemies in the sense that they had the hope that these idols will intercede on their behalf. They had the hope that these idols will get them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But rather than being intercessors, these idols will become enemies to them. وَكَانُوا بِعِبَادَتِهِمْ كَافِرِينَ. And number two, these idols will totally refute any form of ibadah that was made to them. That will all be down the drain, all washed away. And hence, absolutely distressed will be the people who worship anyone else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the conclusion will be, in this world, worshipping anyone besides Allah, there would be no benefit. In the hereafter, in the akhirat, also there will be absolute no benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to speak about the arrogant ways of those who disbelieved. Allah says, وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ, that when our ayat, our verses are recited upon them, such verses which are bayyinat, such verses which are absolutely open, they're absolutely understandable, they're absolutely manifest. Now, if you look at those in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they understood this Quran in its original language. In these days, even the translation of the Quran could be attempted to be understood. And when they are explained the Quran Kareem, قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. Those who disbelieved in the truth, when the truth had come to them, they would say that this is manifest and open sorcery, open jadu, open black magic. In other words, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'udhu billah was bewitched, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to speak words that a sorcerer would speak, and hence one under the influence of sorcery would speak, and in this way they would turn away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But however, even worse than that, أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَى, do they say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has fabricated it? So one allegation against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was under the influence of sorcery. Number two, even worse than that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fabricate a lie. And what a lie? A lie upon Allah, that these are the words of Allah, whilst it is not the words of Allah. قُلْ إِنِ افْتَرَيْتُهُ, say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I have fabricated this Quran, if I have made it up from within myself, فَلَا تَمْلِكُونَ لِي مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا, you have no power in my favor against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. That, why should I do this when my concern is success and emancipation on the day of Qiyamah? So you also won't be able to help me on the day of Qiyamah. So there is absolutely no reason why I should fabricate any single word and say that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَعْلَمُ بِمَا تُفِيضُونَ فِي, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly what you are engaged in, that you are engaged in this plot and this plan to nullify this deen of Allah, to say that this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a fabrication, this Qur'an is a fabrication, and your every effort is to turn away people from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Rabbul Izzat is 100% knowledgeable, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has full knowledge of whatever you're doing. Kafa bihi shahidan baini wa bainakum. Allah Rabbul Izzat is sufficient as a witness between you and I. Allah knows that I had delivered this message of Allah. I had done my best. 100% the transmission of the message of Allah had taken place. And Allah Rabbul Izzat will be my witness. You and how you dealt with me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be my witness regarding all that. وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-ghafoor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving. And at the same time, ar-raheem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most kind and most compassionate. Now one question that would have always come into the minds was when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come to the people of Makkah, was it something new that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down first time nubuwat? No. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to this also. Qul, say O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma kuntu bid'am min ar-rusul. I am not any new Rasul, I am not unprecedented. This is not an innovation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many, many Rasuls had come. The second aspect is, وَمَا أَدْرِي مَا يُفْعَلُ بِي وَلَا بِكُمْ. And I do not know what will be done with me and with you on the day of Qiyamah. That knowledge, how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will deal with each individuals, that is known only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنْ أَتَّبِعُوا إِلَّا مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْ. The most important aspect is this, that I follow that which has been revealed upon me. وَمَا أَنَا إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. And my duty, my function and my responsibility is, I am none but an open warner, and the warning of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has done with compassion and with love and with concern. May Allah ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.